Thank you for staying with me and Sharad. If you've just joined us, you're watching, consider this. Now, as we would have all heard by now, the MCO has been extended till the 28th of April. However, for some medical experts, this extension may not have gone far enough. Joining us on the line now is Professor Dr. Rosmawati Muhammad, Master at the Academy of Medicine of Malaysia, or better known as AMM. She's also a consultant hepatologist from University Malaya Medical Centre. Dr. Rosmawati, good evening. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. Now, just days ago, the Academy of Medicine of Malaysia had urged the government to extend the MCO to and beyond the Hari Raya season. And I'm thinking that's at least until June. So what was the basis for urging for such a prolonged period of MCO?
Let's remind ourselves that the main objective of MCO is really to reduce the total number of new cases of infection with COVID-19. And one of the key elements to reducing the number of new infections is the implementation of social distancing. And we all know we need to guess that with activities, this social distancing will fail. So for this reason, the Academy proposed that the MCO or even mass gatherings and non-essential interstate travel should be really continued beyond Hari Raya Aidilfitri, taking into consideration other celebrations such as Gawai and also the Harvest Festival, which will follow soon in June. And this is really to ensure that or enforce the implementation of the social distancing. So although there are signs that the MCO has worked or is working based on lowering of the trajectory on the number of new cases, which was forecasted to be higher, but what we actually will be seeing is that a premature withdrawal of this MCO restriction will potentially undo all the good that has been achieved all this while for the past few weeks.
Dr. Rosmawati, is it conceivable that people take responsibility for themselves, that you could lift the MCO and people could actually practice those principles of social distancing and so on and so forth without the necessity of roadblocks and lockdowns and in fact, closures of businesses? Isn't that possible?
I mean, responsible behaviour should already start from the beginning of this MCO anyway, from the 18th of March. But really, when we looked about the Balik Kampung exodus, and that happened even on the 17th of March when it was first announced that the MCO would take place, there is real risk of spreading the virus. And particularly now, we are talking about people going back to other households in the community and to their parents or grandparents and older population. And what about the, not just the risk of spreading, but the risk of increased mortality or the death rate because of the increased risk of death in this older age group? So I think, yes, we all should be responsible. We all should be able to adhere to social distancing, but not everyone will be doing the same. And if everyone thinks that they can avoid the crowds at R&R, I think that will not be something that we can avoid, because everyone will have the same idea.
Dr. Rosmawati, are you disappointed then that the announcement of just a two-week extension, not a month long, not a month and a half? Are you disappointed?
No. I think what has been done is from the beginning is every 2 weeks. And that really is okay, because this is reassessing the situation after each phase. And this actually has been done in a scientific manner, looking at the data so far. And looking at the data, it is positive. But what we know that is the second objective must also be really achieved. That means not to have this exponential rise in the number of cases suddenly that will overwhelm the capacity of the health system or hospitals. And that's the main reason deaths occur in places where this large number of infections or new infections is happening, okay. And that is beyond the health system capacity, and we do not want to see this happening.
So we want to flatten. We want to flatten the curve for sure. But exactly. you know, the government has chosen to extend the MCO in 2-week increments. What do you think is the likelihood of another extension? I mean, I'm looking at Wuhan. Wuhan saw a lockdown of 76 days. That's 11 weeks. Are we likely to see another extension?
Oh yes, definitely. We are likely. And I think what we also want to emphasize, and it was also emphasized by the Prime Minister, that we were going to see this as a long haul. And I think the practice of social distancing is something that we must get accustomed to. And I think he's been referring to as a new norm. And definitely that is something that we must consider in our day-to-day practice now. Right. And really certain behaviors like hugging or even shaking hands is no longer a norm in this current situation.
So what do you think that will look like, Dr. Rosmah? I mean, celebrating festivals in the era of COVID-19, what would that look like? You said no non-essential interstate travel, no longer shaking hands, no longer hugging. What do you envision this future to look like?
Yes, we still celebrate festivities. This is Sabit Raya, Kensington, Gawai. But it will be in circumstances, in our own family situation. But remember, we can use technology to actually get to the others. And I think that should suffice for the Burman. I think people will understand the limitations here. And no one wants to have the risk of having or the spreading to their loved ones. And I mean, the guilt that will happen if there's such infection spread will be a lot, something which we will like to avoid altogether. And definitely, it will be still not going to be the same, of course, but there will be some form of celebration, not none, but in a modified manner.
Dr. Rosmawathi, I mean, you know, I'm trying to find a right way of putting this. There are diseases all over, and people die every day of all kinds of diseases. Will there be a point at which, with COVID-19, there will be an acceptable level of infection, an acceptable level of death?
Yes, that is a good question. When will this infection be under control? No one has the answer. In reality, we know that we will only be under control when there is presence of what is known as herd immunity, also known as the community immunity or group protection. And this will happen when many people in a community has become immune to the infection. We know now that it's not happening yet because it's a new infection altogether. So there are two ways where this immunity or herd immunity can happen is when many people have contracted the disease in time and built an immune response, what is known as a natural immunity. The second is that when many people are vaccinated against disease to achieve immunity, but sadly, the vaccines are not yet available. And even when it's available, there might be challenges in getting the production to the level that people can get to, but we hope that that will happen. And when a large percentage of the population becomes immune to this COVID-19, then the spread of this disease will definitely slow down or stop. So until we have a vaccine, until a lot of people, and we don't want to have a lot of people infected at the same time now, we do want to still spread the infection. We can't avoid it, but we have to reduce the trajectory. And that's when we said that this is trying to flatten the curve, yes. But okay. Really, well, control is when a certain number of people are already had the disease or vaccinated.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. Appreciate your time on this, Dr. Rosmawathi. Now, we're going to take a quick break on Consider This. But after this, take a closer look at what this extended MCO will mean for businesses. Stay tuned.